The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world, hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to gird myself for it, and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating. So if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right. Doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over. Doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous, which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects, and the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
Why do you want to hate me?
Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. And we won't be doing any April Fools here on the broadcast. Only hardcore tomorrow's news today. All right. Trump is doing still a lot of good things domestically, and I support the members of his cabinet and the work he's doing and the good Republicans that are there that are doing their job. But we have the neocons, the rhinos, that will not pass the SAVE Act that allows them to steal elections. Trump is front and center signing an executive order today, cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through the Postal Service. He's doing what he can through the executive. The Democrats are planning to challenge that in court and promising to. Trump is the first president ever to go to a live oral arguments during a Supreme Court hearing on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship. That and so much more on the domestic front. I also intend to open the phones up again today. We have J.P. Sears, an amazing talk show host and comic and fellow Austinite and friend, in studio today for 2 hours. We'll also take some of your calls. And then we have the Green Beret that we had on yesterday from Valhalla VFT on, as well as Gary Melton from Paramount Tactical, getting into the insanity of them saying that a .30-06 bullet did not go through Charlie Kirk's throat and just went in and basically went down and stopped. And now the ATF has said, no, it's not a .30-06 bullet. And now we know this is 100% a cover-up. I mean, we already knew it, but now it is a fact. And that is just stunning. So look for Nate Kornacki and others to be with us for a deep dive in the fourth hour. All right. I'm not going to sit here and play you a compilation of Trump, because you already saw it, you already know it, and I'm not trying to dunk on Trump. It's just why I'm really concerned. Saying at least 14 times on video and dozens of times on Truth Social, but we found 14 times, and that's what the news says is 14 times. Just, he said to press conferences or during speeches that we've won the war and the war will be completely over within days. And then we saw the Secretary of Defense yesterday say, we've had regime change. That was our goal. And so this is going to be winding down quickly. Well, they said it wasn't about regime change, but it was about regime change. But it's illegal to preemptively strike a country for regime change, but they can't even control their messaging and keep it on the WMDs. So it's just wild. It's so insulting to everybody, and it destroys our credibility around the world, and nobody will deal with us in future negotiations militarily or economically if they can't trust what we say. And the thing was, America in the last 50 years has been historically very deceptive in negotiations, unless you're talking about Ronald Reagan. He was straightforward. He got a lot done because of that. Trump was always basically did what he said, so world leaders might have disagreed with him, but he was able to get a lot of deals done because he did what he said he would do. And again, the old leftist media would constantly say Trump was lying about this, lying about that, and I'd go look at it, and it was almost never wrong. It was almost always true. So one reason I'm so upset right now about Trump is this is definitely a new Trump that is constantly changing his story and all over the map, not just on the war, but a bunch of other stuff. So that's why I'm concerned. And without even trying to look, I mean, the top of Yahoo and just all over the news and just everywhere, and my phone ringing off the hook, and you type my name into Google, stories everywhere. Jones turns on Trump. Jones says it's time to cut bait on Trump. It's over for Trump. And I did say that yesterday, but I quantified it. Maybe he'll wake back up and turn back. But if this continues, we just have to consider the fact that this is a new Trump and the old Trump is no longer with us. But I'm glad it got all that attention, because we need a wake-up call to the president. Because all of his old supporters and the people that supported the old Trump have been demonized and attacked by his new surrogates that are a bunch of neocons. and never Trumpers. I mean, Lindsay, Princess, Disney, Bubble Wand, pervert, Mark Levin, all the usual suspects, Ben Shapiro. These are the people he tells us to listen to, and then he says, speak for him. And you tune into them, and they say, America's got to be ready to die en masse to take down Iran. So, no, I do not support that, and I'm horrified by it. By the way, it's now being reported that Trump just stormed out of the Supreme Court hearing. But the controlled corporate press is so deceptive, and there's no cameras in the Supreme Court hearing room. There is audio. That who knows if that's even true, because that's from the Daily Beast. So remember, as much as Trump now suddenly is either losing his mind and changing his stories on things, sometimes 5-6 times a day on the same issue, like war, or he's lying. But let's never forget that it is the Democrats that are the absolute, and the left in general, that are the absolute kings of lying. And I've got some incredible examples today that specifically deal with me. They had a London Guardian article with a supposed whistleblower, former InfoWars employee that hasn't been here for 10 years, who constantly makes up new lies. Said we had a fish tank with a fish in it, and I got mad at the crew for not working, so I grabbed the fish and ate it. There's never been a fish here. Never done that. That's Wolf of Wall Street. Well, he's got all these new lies. But it's not about this guy being a liar or lying about me. It's about how bad the corporate media lies. But in this lie, we have them red-handed. Because how do you prove there was ever a fish tank and a fish? How do you prove these things? Well, in this case, they messed up. And so I am considering a lawsuit now. And I've already filed suit on the Democrats and their law firms and people, so I'm not playing around. So I'm going to have my lawyers reach out to both NPR, who first aired this, and then to the London Guardian when I get to this later. And it says, Jones was so obsessed with fake news and lying that he ordered his reporters to the Texas border to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading or ISIS beheading. And so they staged it and said that Muslim extremists had beheaded someone. Joe Biggs goes down the border when he was a reporter here, says, hey, we're going to do a skit to illustrate this. It's Joe. It's like a comedy with a head cut off. And we say in the report, this isn't real. And notice the London Guardian, they don't show the video of me staging the fake Al-Qaeda beheading because we say it's fake in the video and in my reports about it. So here's this reporter saying, or this cameraman, that he was sent down there by me to stage a fake story. I didn't even know about this till Joe told me he was doing it. And it was just a stunt where obviously a big fake plastic head. And we said it was fake when we aired it. But it was to draw attention to how many ISIS and Al-Qaeda and others were coming across, according to Border Patrol, were being allowed across by Obama. So again, oh, Jones produced fake news. No, that's you. And this guy wrote a book, I guess, full of all this stuff. So we'll have to get the book. And look, I'm done. And here's the reason I have to sue Josh Owens. I told him back when he left, and he linked up with the left, we think probably an infiltrator the whole time. Dude, you already made a bunch of lies. Your whole life will be this now. And as you escalate your lies over the years, at some point, if you do it, I'm going to sue you. Because I just, at some point, cannot allow these people to continue to do this stuff. Because what next? Will they say I'm making methamphetamine in a bathtub at the office? Or that we've got an underground base with, you know, kidnapped kids? What will be next? What will be next? And it's like, I'm not a human. I'm just here to be demonized and lied about and destroyed. So you're on notice. I want a full retraction, and I'm going to do this later. I'm going to show you the evidence of the lies. But you're on notice, Josh, and the London Guardian and NPR. Retract it, And we're going to air it, but I'll repost it to Exodus Report. You need to link to what we actually said and did, or I am going to sue you 100%. And I told the feds I was going to sue them, the Democrats, the law firms. I sued them all, giant civil rights lawsuit. We're deposing them. Millions of dollars will be poured in the war against them. You want to be tagged onto that? Go ahead, Josh Owens. He is the biggest snake I've ever seen. And by the way, I'm going to bring the witnesses on air. Michael Zimmerman's no longer here because he went on to work for a tech company in Houston. Does a great job. But we're friends. He was hired at the same time as Josh. Right before Josh quit, they didn't want to stir up troubles. We don't do that here. They came to me after. They said, you know, we think he was trying to record us and set us up. They'd be on a road trip or something. We did a lot more reporting back then. He'd say, I sure hate these N-words. I'm sure sick of black people. And our crew members, not just him, but others would say, well, we're not racist. We like black people. Why are you saying the N-word? Please stop. And, of course, he was obviously, we believe, recording us and doing all of this. So that's it, buddy. We're going to bring the guest on about you trying to, you know, speak your racist stuff and try to include us. We believe recording us. And we're going to put all the evidence on. And we're going to show that you're lying about me trying to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading. And if you don't retract at all, I'm suing you. You got that? So hope your leftist wife, Grimace, is happy about that. But we're not here. Do I look like a toilet for you to sit on and crap on and lie about? So now you went too far. In fact, line it up for today's Wednesday. Let's do it Friday. That gives everybody time to get in here. Call Zimmerman, get him in. We'll just go whole hog with this. We'll go whole hog with this. I mean, what a nasty, nasty, nasty guy. He keeps claiming that I'd send him out to do fake stories. None of that's true. But his identity now is the little hero that was here and refused to be part of the deception. The deception, we just have guests on and cover news. Everything we do is about trying to be as accurate as we can. But again, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than this guy. It's about how the corporate media are a pack of liars that just produce pure crap, and the arrogance of them to not think, hey, wait a minute. Biggs on his own decided to do that as an illustrative stunt and set up front. This is a dramatization. It's not real. We said in the article, in the video, when I covered it, never said it was a real Al-Qaeda thing. An idiot would know that. It looks like a Halloween party or something. But we said it was fake. I might do satire two or three times a year. You know, I'm jumping around in a gay frog suit. I'm not literally a frog, folks. Don't need to tell you that satire, but in this case, we did tell you that. So imagine him writing a book, going on NPR, doing all this, knowing that we have the proof it's a lie. But see, I put up with this for 10 years from this guy. But see, now we're in a different season. You have the madness of believing. Okay? So this guy's trying to make money off defaming me. Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting sued. So you get your Democrat law firms that fund you and all that, get them lined up, let's go. Because I'm done. We're on the offense now. And that's why it's important you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Because you're not just funding my show and the other shows, and once we switch to the new network system, I don't know, we're planning to go 19 hours a day, I'll be the news director. All of that. You're funding our legal defense and offense against the deep state and what they've done. Thealexjonesstore.com. The very best ultramethylene red, methylene blue, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best zeolites, the very best of every amazing supplement, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, all at thealexjonesstore.com. And here's the thing about the super high-end, black, murdered-out Faraday cage backpack with all these inner pouches. Protects your laptop, your iPad, your phones. Can't be tracked, can't be traced with it. Waterproof. It goes on and on with the World War II updated modern trench knife with also murdered out brass knuckles, skull crusher, a limited edition America First t-shirt, a whole bunch of our very best supplements like the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, The list goes on and on and on. A $600 value for $249. VIPs get it below cost, $199. And it will sell out quickly. It is our best seller right now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So when InfoWars shuts down, I think that's a foregone conclusion here very soon. I'll do updates soon on that. It's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. They can't shut that down. Bigley owns that. The Alex Jones Store, they own that. And they are established business and operation with dozens of other clients they work with, like Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and others. They got the big giveaways on the super trucks and everything right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we also have the original X2, but even stronger, the purest, cleanest, real atomic iodine. People claim they have atomic iodine, and they don't. That just means periodic table, pure, no binding agents, right into the body. Next level, goes synergistic with everything else, with the zeolites, with the methylene blue, our proprietary methylene red. It is all amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I should tell you, there's a big rolling sale going on right now. New rolling sale, up to 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and all the other super nutrients for your brain and your cells. Shilajit caps and gummies, both 40% off. MK Ultra that boosts your mind capacity. That's a good MK Ultra, 40% off. Atomic Defense, super amazing immune system boost, which means it's good for your whole body regardless. That's all 40% off, up to 35% off. Colostrum and Life Force, up to 30% off on iodine, methylene blue, methylene red, and creatine powder. Not just good for your muscles, great for your brain. We have the best form of creatine. The Alex Jones Signature Faraday Bag Bundle inventory is getting low. And all the goodies that are in there, two bottles of the Shilajit, two bottles of the sea moss with gummies and capsules, and a bunch of the other products as well, the Tactical Trench Dagger. Incredible deal, thealexjonesstore.com. And that way we can also sue NPR, The London Guardian, and good old Joshy Boy. Because I have to now. I mean, next. I mean, God knows what he'll say next. I mean, my God. They'll make stuff up even though it's a TV report, the opposite. Good luck, pal. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.